Welcome, everybody, to another week of the Inches Podcast, a podcast that looks at sports sponsorship and event sponsorship and the effects that digital is having on the industry. I'm your co-host, Nick Lawson, co-founder of a company called Squad. We help sports teams and events connect fans to sponsors digitally with different mobile contests. And as always, I'm here with Rich Franklin, VP of the Portland Winter Hawks Hockey Club for sponsorship. Also, many years in the radio business, we were actually just chatting about the sync up there with some of the audio stuff we're doing this season for the Winter Hawks. So really exciting time, and season is almost here.
Cool stuff. It's I was hearkening back to my radio broadcasting days as we were talking about game audio and features and things like that and programming it.
Yep.
Just like you would program a radio station.
Yep. Which is key. I mean, audio is a big, big piece of, you know, with podcasts coming out with Alexa, all of these different devices, it's a key thing as people are commuting, you know, working out, getting that content audio-wise onto a smartphone and kicking that out. But last week we talked about how technology can help you connect with your prospects through LinkedIn throughout the season. Rich brought up, you know, the subject, which is funny enough.
How crazy is this?
Yep.
Okay, for those of you who listened to last week, or if you didn't listen to last week, of the Inches Podcast, I told Nick that I had a topic, that I wanted us to discuss this week, and that was going to be this new platform called TikTok that I'd been hearing a lot about and didn't know much about, and on and on. Well, what happened just this week?
NFL.
The National Football League announces a partnership with TikTok.
Yep.
And it's like, wow, here we were just going to address this, and now the NFL does a deal with TikTok.
Yep.
Clearly they see something there. So this time, instead of me doing most of the talking, it's going to be Nick doing most of the talking. I'll chime in a little bit from a sponsorship standpoint, but we're reversing the roles a little bit. So all you sponsorship and team folks, gather around the radio here, gather around the speaker, and prepare to be educated on all things TikTok and how your organization can benefit from it, particularly from a sponsorship standpoint.
So, 100%.
Nick, for those of us who don't know a whole lot about TikTok, what is TikTok?
You know, what I'll start off with, because, you know, it's funny that we're focusing in on TikTok just like we focused in on Snapchat, say 5-6 years ago, right? Or even 7 years ago. Snapchat was this brand new platform that all the kids were on. And, you know, it was a great way for early people to get that reach, right? TikTok is just the next maturation of that. Facebook, it happened. Twitter, it happened. Instagram, it happened. Snapchat, it happened. Now it's TikTok. TikTok is a platform where you can post short form videos, mainly some sort of challenges has been the popular one. It actually was musically, so it was originally made so that you could record you singing a song and somebody could come in and duet with it. So they actually started out like that, pushed it into the mainstream. But the big thing with a platform like TikTok, and I know what you're thinking, another social platform that I have to understand, that I have to post on, in addition to the ones that I already had. This is the process of all of these social media platforms. At first, you have the, I'd say, the discovery phase. That's where you're having a couple million people on it. They're engaging. It's really, you know, Instagram was the photos piece of it. So, you know, musically start out with duets. You're getting more and more users. You're getting more and more attention. It's a benefit for TikTok that when you post a video, you get a ton of views on it. That's just, you'll feel better, you'll feel good about your views, and you'll keep posting and posting. So early stages, this happened in Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram, early stages of any social platform like TikTok, is they will show you and your content to a ton of people.
Okay.
And that's what we're seeing right now. TikTok is a platform where if the Portland Winter Hawks could post a video right now of a future NHL prospect doing some sort of puck game or pregame warm-up, and you guys could get a million and two views.
So it's a video platform.
Video platform.
Short-form video platform. Is it like others where you like it and share it and re-TikTok it, or how does that work?
100%. You can like it, you can comment on it, and you can also share those videos.
So who's using it?
You know, the age demographic right now is going to be end of middle school, which hopefully no early middle school kids have iPhones, but end of middle school.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
All the way up to early college. And what's going to happen is, if you ask college kids right now what they engage on, it's Snapchat.
Okay.
What's going to happen is in about 5 years, you're going to ask college kids, hey, what are you using? It's going to be TikTok.
So is it fair to say right now it's kind of like a 12 to 20-year-old?
Yeah. It's going to be within that range. Obviously, it's going to mature from a sponsorship standpoint that obviously kind of clues you into what sort of brand you'd want to put to it.
Okay.
But I think, you know, the big thing here is especially in sports, we have no excuse, right?
Right.
We have content coming out of our ears of pregame, highlights, all of this stuff. It's extremely easy for us to cut up a video and put it onto Snapchat. Or sorry, onto TikTok.
So how is talk a little bit about the NFL and what they did with TikTok. Is this like a cash deal? Is this just a partnership deal?
I don't know if they paid anything. I hope they didn't. And the reason why I hope they didn't is because you don't have to right now.
Okay.
The big thing for them is they're going to do some sort of daily or weekly show on TikTok. If you've been on TikTok, the Nike ads will pop up. I saw a Taylor Swift ad pop up, so maybe they have some early ad kind of pieces there to integrate. But the reason why I say that you don't have to pay, and this is really the big thing within sponsorship, obviously those views and sponsorship are worth dollars to us. Our reach is huge on a platform like TikTok. The big thing, again, for the Portland Winterhawks is you can have on TikTok as many views as the National Football League and National Basketball League right now. The algorithm is in a very view-happy place. So
right.
I'll give you an example. We were just talking about this on the walkover. Willamette Basketball, Kip over at Willamette, is constantly looking for ways to connect with recruits. I told him to download the platform. I told him to post a simple rebounding video. He posted it, and Willamette Basketball Division III program in 3 days got over 350,000 views on that video. He then, a week later, posted a team, players just got on campus, a team meeting video with an icebreaker challenge. In 5 hours, it got 50,000 views. The 18,000 likes he got on that first video is more than they've done on Twitter in the last 2 years total for all their posts.
Hmm.
So the big thing on TikTok right now is all you have to do is post videos. Granted, you want to have it be good content, right? You don't want
right.
it just to be staring at the ice. But in sports, if you're a hockey team, what I'd say for the Winterhawks, every pregame warm-up, TikToking that entire experience, making these short-term form videos, hashtagging hockey and putting it out there.
Right.
Kip's team video did more views in 5 hours than a video that was posted at the same time by the NBA.
Jeez.
So the level field is you know, the playing field is level here right now.
Right.
And that's why the opportunity is so great for why you should do it now. Because
yeah.
the real estate you can build on it is huge.
Yeah.
Which, again, for sponsorship, you can walk in and say, we do 250,000 views per post on TikTok. Here's the age range, McDonald's.
Yeah.
Toy company, whatever that may be, let's put a logo on it, let's brand it, and have that be within your experience. And again, you can have the same numbers as an NBA team, which, by the way, most professional teams do not have a TikTok account.
Yeah. I'm just, while you were talking there, mm-hmm. I just looked up real quick some of the details and on the NFL partnership with TikTok. No numbers are being discussed here, of course, but... a couple of highlights. First of all, the NFL is doing this as a way to reach out primarily to younger fans, younger viewers, not only in the U.S. but worldwide.
Which they've had a big problem with.
TikTok in the first quarter of 2019 was the third most downloaded app in the United States.
Yep.
So the distribution and the usage are growing exponentially.
100%.
It says here that TikTok has had success partnerships with brands like Chipotle, Ralph Lauren, and Burberry.
Yep.
So they're gaining some traction as far as how they're doing it with sponsors, and I'd be curious to find out a little bit more about exactly what it is that they're doing. And it says here, NFL's TikTok page has already begun sharing behind-the-scenes video footage and highlight reels and other classic internet stuff like memes and hashtag challenges.
Yep.
So there you go. So basically, there's nothing magical necessarily about TikTok. It sounds like it's providing content in a form that you can get, frankly, in a lot of places. Twitter, Instagram, like you were saying, it's just kind of the next new thing with that 12 to 20 age range.
And this is why I say it's Snapchat was that TikTok. There's going to be some next crazy platform that's going to be the TikTok, right? We're going to be talking about 5 years from now. The key thing for any sports organization or any organization is get on early, take a quote-unquote risk. In sports, we have no risk. We just post the stuff we posted on Twitter. Obviously, you know, vertical video, these sort of things, but it's scalable. You already have that content.
Right.
Just start posting.
Right.
If you're first and early there, the views are going to be insane because TikTok wants you to use it so that you can get views. And that's just the process. The first people who were on Snapchat, massively successful because they built an audience on something that matured, right?
Right.
First people on Instagram, first people on Facebook. So as you know, as your team kind of looks at what's growing and obviously keep your head, you know, head to the ear to the ground and hear what, you know, these things are popping up. I knew about Musical.ly. When TikTok came out a year ago, La Liga started posting stuff on it. And that's when it kind of got on my radar of, wow, this seems like it's interesting. I didn't take advantage early enough, right, for some of the other teams. By far, is it not mainstream now?
Right.
You can still get 50,000, quarter million views, millions of views. I don't know how much longer that'll last because as soon as they get what happens is as soon as these platforms get an ad platform onto it, they're obviously going to bring down how many people you can reach without paying.
Right.
So the big thing here is today, take that chance. You don't have to have a strategy. You don't have to have your entire season picked out. Just literally create an account, start posting like the NFL is doing, behind the scenes, things like that, right? Stuff you're already posting and see what works and then watch as your views increase. And then again, for our niche league or minor league teams, as you're going on sponsors, you can rival an NBA team because all of a sudden your reach is the same as an NBA team.
So let's talk about that since you brought up the S word, sponsorship, and that's my world. And a lot of what we do here on the podcast is geared towards sponsorship sales. As we sit here today and people are getting started looking at TikTok, if you agree that TikTok is something that you want to jump into that world, as the sponsorship side of things, how would you take this to sponsors right now in terms of monetizing that?
I think
if you don't have the views just yet.
First thing is, in your first three posts, you could have the views. That's the beautiful thing.
Okay.
You guys could post something right now that would get 20,000 views. That's going to be way more than anything on Facebook, right? The second thing I would say is, hopefully you've already sold some sponsorship onto Facebook, right?
Right.
So this is just another platform to say, we get this many views on Facebook. Here's the demographic.
Right.
We get way more on TikTok. It's a younger demographic. Let's also have you guys add some of this into your package.
So how would that look? If we're doing a short form video, I mean, the first thing that hops into my mind is maybe you're doing an interview with the player and that player is wearing a sponsor's hat. So it's sort of a product placement kind of a play.
Or you can record something pregame, throw a sponsor's logo onto the bottom and edit that video and then post it 5 minutes later.
So let me ask you this. These days, of course, there's a lot of, for lack of a better term, bombardment of advertising and marketing messages. And I think particularly with the younger crowd, they get a little bit immune to that.
Yep.
Are you better off doing, like I said, with maybe, you know, you're showing somebody and there's a, they're wearing a hat or they're wearing a shirt with a sponsor logo on it.
Yep.
If you're interviewing your coach, maybe your coach has one of the sponsor coffee cups sitting in front of something along those lines so that you are embedding the sponsor brand or a sponsor message into the actual content, as opposed to putting a logo in the lower left or lower right corner, which I tend to think sometimes is getting ignored.
It's going to
by that younger generation.
We talk a lot about fit. It's going to matter fit, right? I would imagine some of the Chipotle stuff is going to be NFL players seeing how fast they can eat Chipotle or trying to catch Chipotle burgers in their videos.
There you go.
On the flip side, maybe you just have a pregame warm-up where you can't throw that in. The logo branding is still there. Is it an immediate action? Is it the most active sponsorship? No. But it's still reaching 50,000 people, right? Yeah. So it's not going to be the most active as far that compared to a player catching a Chipotle burrito while they're throwing it, right? That's much more of a active because you're saying, oh, yeah, that thing was really funny on Chipotle. I'm hungry. Let me go to Chipotle, right? Yeah. On the flip side, though, that logo on the corner for how many views that it gets, especially if you do pregames brought to you by Chipotle and you just have a fun little, you know, hockey puck burrito thing with Chipotle's logo, it's going to be less active. But the big thing there is just views, right?
It's impressions.
It's, you know, for a tweet to have that and you're only getting 1,000 views, not great, right?
Yeah.
Because you're only reaching 1,000 people. If you're reaching 50,000 people in 7 hours, you know, five times more likely that that's going to funnel down.
So, bottom line takeaways on this episode of the podcast, TikTok, hugely popular and getting more so. 12 to 20-year-old is kind of the core audience right now.
Yep.
Short-form videos,
yep.
Memes, hashtag challenges, that kind of thing. Probably some opportunities for sponsorships with either product integration, catching the burrito, wearing a t-shirt, something like that, or potentially, you know, a hashtag sponsor name or something like that on there. But, I mean, it sounds to me like the bottom line is it's another platform. It's got a particularly younger audience. You probably should be on this and utilizing it now in the early stages. If it's good enough for the NFL, it's probably good enough for all of us, right?
Yep.
And then start putting content on there.
First,
watch it go.
First step is just do this today. And it's funny, Ron at New Mexico United listens to the podcast.
Hey, Ron.
He's probably listening right now. And he texted
me. Is this the guy that was on the plane?
Ron.
On the webinar. Yeah, on the webinar. Okay.
Ron said, love the podcast. By the way, what's TikTok? And what I told him was download the app, post a video, and find out. Right?
Yeah.
And you'll
start messing with it.
That's the thing, is the buy-in for it. And this is why it makes sense for the NFL, because it's the NFL. They have a whole system. They have branding and all that. But for a team like yours, whether you're pro or you know, niche league, minor league, whatever, just create an account, start posting content.
That's
and you'll be
authentic for that
100%
audience.
Yep. And you'd be amazed at the views you'll get.
Okay.
Because right now it's just real estate grab.
Right.
Can you grab as many viewers as you can fast and build that brand as fast as possible on this platform before they start limiting some of this stuff and making you pay for it?
Yeah.
And then once they start making you pay for it, there's going to be a new social media. So although this is for TikTok, this strategy should be utilized with every new social media platform.
Yeah.
Some of them are going to tank and fail. Vine tanked and failed, right? But
MySpace
tanked and failed.
Oh,
right?
Geez, I just got that picture.
But the key thing is if you post on it, you can't go wrong. You're reaching somebody.
Yeah.
The ones that really take off, and again, it is not too late right now for TikTok. You can be a Portland Winterhawks, quote-unquote minor league type of branding, and get more reach than an NBA team right now. So the bigger thing, even before you get into the sponsorship side and selling this, obviously have some sponsors in mind, but right now it's how many views can I get?
How many views can I get? How can I monetize this with a sponsor?
Yep.
It's certainly sponsors that get it in terms of digital strategy and are particularly interested in that 12 to 20-year-old demographic. So
Chipotle,
good categories, Chipotle, fast food in general.
Yep.
Energy drinks.
Athletics.
Athletics.
Like Nike and Adidas. 100%.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are going to be your top brands. Whoever's investing, again, hopefully you have some sponsors buying some tweets and Facebook things. Whoever's investing in that.
Snack foods.
Right. Whoever that is, start posting some of this stuff, build that audience, and then go back to the mid-season and say, hey guys, we just hit TikTok. We're hitting like 50,000 on average views and 18,000 likes and, you know, 108 comments and interactions per post. Would you guys be interested in buying some more packages?
Yeah.
If they're doing that on Facebook, they're like, wow, heck yeah. This age demographic is perfect. Let me go grab that. So,
perfect.
So again, the first step, and I hope, you know, at the very least, what you take out of this is post a video, start building that audience. And then, as you know, in sponsorship, once you have an audience, somebody's going to be willing to pay you to reach that audience. It's just right now is the gold rush. Again, I don't know if it's going to be a year till they start bringing down that reach, 2 years, 3 years. But right now the reach is massive.
Yep.
You can have that reach build a foundation before, again, there's some NFL, NBA, MLS teams who don't have TikTok accounts. So
build that audience, get lots of people watching and viewing, and then monetize it.
Yep.
There you go.
Like anything else.
Well, I'm gonna download TikTok and figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
My kids are going to say, what? Dad, you're on TikTok? What are you doing? But if you're listening to the podcast, I think you'd be advised just download the app, create an account, start messing around with it, start posting some team and player content.
Yep.
And start thinking about, as this continues to grow and evolve, ways that your organization can monetize it. So 100%. Good topic today, Nick.
Yeah. No, it was really great. I don't have a topic for next week.
Ooh.
Maybe audio. You want to dive in and how we're building some audio stuff?
Yeah. This Since could be kind of an interesting topic. Before we recorded our podcast here today, we spent about an hour with our radio broadcast person about how we can take audio content that we are already creating, whether that's a game broadcast, whether that's a pregame show, and easily, without creating more work or minimal work for anybody, start to disseminate some of those products across multiple platforms in order to reach not only a bigger overall audience, but a more diverse overall audience in terms of pregame shows on Facebook Live and also on Twitter and Instagram. And post-game shows and coaches shows and things like that.
Yep.
And as I said, I think a little earlier in this podcast, I was kind of hearkening back to my radio days when we're taking a look at formats and content and audio. So let's do that. Let's take a dive into sponsorable audio options for your team, league, or event.
Yeah,
to not only put that across multiple platforms, but how you monetize it as well.
100%.
That sounds good.
Sounds like a plan. Rich, if anybody wants to get a hold of you, where can they do that?
Well, I'm not quite on TikTok yet, so you can maybe look for me there. I don't even know what my handle is going to be on TikTok. But for the time being, how about right here on LinkedIn, Rich Franklin, Vice President of Corporate Partnerships for the Portland Winterhawks hockey team. And I gave the phone number out last week. I got just a bunch of crank calls from strange people with odd accents. I don't know what was going on there. So let's go back to the email, richf@winterhawks.com.
If you want to get hold of me, you get Nick Lawson. You're probably seeing this post on LinkedIn anyways, but Nick Lawson, co-founder of Squad. Search Nick Lawson, Squad, SQWAD, and we'll get connected. Thanks so much, everybody, for listening this week. Make sure you're pushing those limits within sports sponsorship, which this week means making a TikTok account. Thanks so much.